And this is St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. A follow-up today with a clinical psychologist, a sci-fi buff who talks about science fiction and that one-way trip to Mars. But first, a closer look at the Justice Department's report on Ferguson police practices. It shows a long history of civil rights and other constitutional abuses against black citizens. The formal report's been out for 24 hours now and confirms leaked word that it was a sharp indictment to Ferguson PD and municipal courts. The Justice Department also refused to bring charges against Darren Wilson, the Ferguson officer who killed Michael Brown last August. With those 24 hours to study the 102-page report, we all awaited Ferguson's response. It came last night, sort of, in what can only be described as an abbreviated response. Joining me in studio are St. Louis Public Radio reporter Jason Rosenbaum, who covered the Ferguson City response last evening, and Bill Freivogel, professor of journalism at SIU in Carbondale. He is also an attorney. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Well, we've had almost 24 hours now to digest the report. Let me ask you, Bill, start with you. Do you see a headline? What are you seeing today you didn't see yesterday, perhaps?
Well, the reports show that the unconstitutional and racially tinged practices of the Ferguson Police Department and municipal courts were even worse than all of the leaks had sort of indicated. The 102-page report was chock full, page after page, of examples of racist policing and policing designed to just make money for the municipality. On the other hand, the report on the Darren Wilson shooting Michael Brown was even more definitive than anything we've had before, in that it concluded that all of the credible witness testimony and physical and forensic evidence supports or at least does not contradict Darren Wilson's account of what happened.
Does it vindicate Bob McCullough?
Well, it would have been nice if, in a way, Bob McCullough said yes. Bob McCullough, you know, he released all of the transcripts and he had a press conference, but he never pulled together all of the, you know, all the evidence in the way that the Justice Department report does, to say, okay, here's why these witnesses are credible, here's why these other witnesses are not credible. The Justice Department report's a very persuasive document.
Jason, 24 hours later, what are you thinking?
I think that the headline is what's next, because as you kind of alluded to in your introduction, even though there was a press conference by Ferguson officials reacting to this, they didn't really give a lot of indication on specific things that they're going to do in response to this report. They listed off a bunch of initiatives that have taken place since Michael Brown was shot and killed, but I think that at least some critics of the government who were there yesterday, and we may hear from them later, we may not, they just found the response lacking because there are a lot of unanswered questions. Is the Ferguson going to go along with a consent decree with the Department of Justice? Are they going to allow themselves to enter into this legal battle with the Department of Justice? Is it going to become so expensive that they may have to dissolve their own police department? And how are they going to change these practices that are contained in the report? And just not a lot of those questions were answered by city officials yesterday.
Well, there were no questions answered by city officials because questions weren't allowed at the news conference.
We didn't know that until 2 minutes before it started. And I will be completely honest, and some people may have seen this on the live stream, I was very upset about that because I felt like people who had been waiting to hear from these people deserve to ask questions of them because there are a lot of questions that come from this report. I guess I can't speculate why they decided to do that. I've talked with James Knowles on multiple occasions. I find him to be an intriguing and fairly open person, but I guess we'll have to figure that out another day.
We had hoped to have some Ferguson officials on this program and on future programs, but we're not getting any response to that. Let's listen to some of the things that Mayor Knowles had to say. We'll start with his initial reaction to the Justice Department report.
But today's report allows the city of Ferguson to identify the problems not only in our police department, but in the entire St. Louis region. We must do better not only as a city, but as a state and a country. We must all work to address issues of racial disparity in all aspects of society.
Mayor James Knowles of Ferguson, Bill, not much there.
No, not much there. And I certainly agree with Jason. There's a big question about what's next. It's clear to me from reading the report and listening to Attorney General Holder yesterday that, you know, the fairly minor steps so far that Ferguson has taken are not going to be anywhere near what the Justice Department is going to demand that they do, mm-hmm. either if that's in a consent decree, in other words, a court enforceable order that the city of Ferguson goes along with, or if it's as a result of a court case where the Justice Department accuses them of violating civil and constitutional rights of the citizens of Ferguson.
I think that the other thing that people are upset about is that the people that run these institutions, whether it be the police chief, Tom Jackson, or the city manager, John Shaw, who is responsible for overseeing the day-to-day operations of the police department, not only were they Tom Jackson wasn't even there and John Shaw didn't speak, and we didn't have the questions. We didn't have the opportunity to ask, you know, where were you when this was happening and why wasn't more done? And I think the question has to be whether both of those people's jobs are in jeopardy now, especially the city manager, since he's responsible for overseeing all of this. So.
Well, it's very clear that the reason, you know, that the problems in the municipal court system are totally tied to the police department and that the functioning of both of those operations was a result of instructions of city officials. City officials, high city officials, ordered the police chief to raise more revenue, and you know that was passed right down the line to the officers and the way their policing was scheduled. So it was totally being run as people have said, an ATM, a money machine for the city, and you know any changes that would have decreased the amount of money coming in were thought to be off the table.
And let's not kid ourselves; this sort of thing is going on in other communities as well.
Right, and that's a huge question. Actually, it's one I'm trying to figure out today. What about all those other municipalities around Ferguson, which everyone who knows anything about those communities says. Are worse, operating in the same way, but they have even less professional police departments, and their municipal courts are even a larger part of their revenue is coming from traffic stops. So I don't think we know yet whether or not can the Justice Department put pressure on them. Attorney General Holder said and then said it again, sort of for emphasis, that they were going to be looking also at the surrounding municipalities. But it's not clear to me exactly what they can do other than make Ferguson look so expensive that that they can hope the other municipalities will fall in line.
One of the things that was addressed by Mayor Knowles last night, Jason, was this series of very disturbing emails that were alluded to in the report. Some action has been taken with regard to the emails. Let's listen to what the mayor had to say.
Department of Justice officials informed the city of Ferguson that a review of city emails uncovered explicit racial bias by three individuals who are employed by the city of Ferguson Police Department. Let me be clear. This type of behavior will not be tolerated in the Ferguson Police Department or in any department of the city of Ferguson.
That's Mayor Knowles again of Ferguson. And Jason, you attended that news conference last night, but also talked to some people afterwards with regard to how the city responded.
Yes. I talked with Patricia Bynes, the Ferguson Township Democratic Committee woman who's been very active in the protests and activism after Michael Brown's death. And this is what she had to say.
There's more in that report than just racist emails. We've had people who have been attacked by dogs. We've had children who have been slammed into lockers. We've had some very serious, inhumane treatment going on. None of that was talked about. This is a lot more than just some racist, ugly email.
That's Patricia Bynes, who is the Democratic Committee Woman for Ferguson Township, reacting to Mayor Knowles last night. Anything you want to add to that?
Again, it kind of goes back to what I said before. Obviously, the police chief has some responsibility here because he's the leader and the direct overseer of this police department. But again, the city manager is the person that oversees the police chief and is effectively in charge of this department. And I think that if you're talking about responsibility and why this ended up happening, I think that he has to answer, you know, what was his mentality in overseeing this police department, because it's not the mayor's responsibility to do that. James Knowles, while he has been very upfront, has been mainly the public face of the city, is, for all intents and purposes, an at-large councilman with no administrative power. And given how that's the city is run, and this is about the machinations of a city and how it things went wrong, I think that there has to be answers from the people who are responsible.
I think Patricia is exactly right about there being so much more in the report than even the racist emails. The racist emails are sickening, and one would think that not just one but all three of the people will end up losing their jobs for those kinds of emails. But it's the vignettes of policing that really turn your stomach. A person who's been out playing basketball and he's hot and he's sitting in his car and the police come up and demand his social security number and accuse him of being a pedophile because he's near a park and end up arresting him for not obeying their orders, or a family that's out with their kids at a playground and the kids relieve themselves in the bushes and the officer accuses the family of letting the kids, display themselves. And then when the mother starts videotaping the officer, they both get arrested. These are just disheartening stories.
The mayor thinks that some progress has been made in Ferguson. We'll get to that in just a moment. I have to take a break. We're talking about Ferguson 24 hours after the Justice Department report on police practices there. Jason Rosenbaum of St. Louis Public Radio is with me in studio, as is journalist Professor Bill Freivogel. Back in a moment. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Now back to our guests, Bill Freivogel and Jason Rosenbaum. Bill, given the headline that I just read there with regard to the civil suit being filed, put on your attorney's cap once again and tell us what this means.
Well, I think it's to be expected, and the family has a lot better chance in a civil lawsuit of this kind to come out on top than was there a likelihood of criminal prosecutions either at the state or federal level, because the burden of proof is less. In a federal criminal case, it's very high, and in a state criminal case, it's eventually you have to have beyond a reasonable doubt, and you just have to have a preponderance of the evidence in a civil case. So they could make some, they could possibly win that.
So, Jason, maybe the city of Ferguson will respond to that.
Probably, especially if it involves dollar signs and numbers with a lot of zeros in it.
Yeah. Back to Mayor Knowles in the news conference last night. He did seem to think that some progress has been made since Michael Brown's death.
Yeah, he did. He listed off a number of programs and initiatives that the city has taken, from an explorers program that's trying to reach out to youngsters in the Ferguson Forest and School District, to an increased effort to recruit minorities to the force, and changes to municipal course. But these were all things that were done or advocated for before this report had come out. And if you look at the recommendations in the second report on the police department, there are pretty specific things that the Justice Department wants them to do. I guess they're goals, but they have specific steps they want them to take. And I think that that's going to be part of their decision making on whether they're just going to enter into a binding agreement or whether they're going to go to court, and whether they can do it or not.
But not a whole heck of a lot of it is done. I mean, he took some pride in pointing out that they've hired an African-American, for instance, as a corrections officer. That's kind of a drop in the bucket given the problems out there, I would think.
I think that for them it may be progress, because I think that before Michael Brown was shot and killed, I guess they only had one or two or three black police officers, and I think that they're trying to build up that number. And I don't think you can fault them for trying to get more African Americans or minorities to the force, because that's become a real long-running problem throughout the St. Louis region. So.
Bill Freivogel, again, it seems to me that the key issue here is the consent decree, and if that's going to happen. It wasn't addressed last night.
Yes.
Remind our audience again what that means.
So a consent decree would be, if the city – I'm sure that now there will be negotiations, or continued negotiations, between the Justice Department and the city of Ferguson to try to come up with a consent decree, which would then be filed in court. And it would require the city of Ferguson to take certain steps to eliminate the unconstitutional police practices that the Justice Department found. And it would certainly entail the hiring of an outside monitor to make sure that the steps were being complied with. That's oftentimes a lawyer, oftentimes pricey. And the outside monitor also has a team of people working with them. And East New Haven, city of similar size to Ferguson, it cost them $3 million and still climbing.
Yeah. So that's a huge question. Jason has alluded to it, and you have to. That has got to be addressed sooner or later.
And I mean, I'm speculating here because they didn't answer questions, obviously, but maybe that's the reason they didn't answer questions is because they're in negotiations and they don't want to say anything that might kind of upend that process. But again, that is just pure unadulterated speculation because they didn't answer any questions. So,
and it's certainly, you know, maybe Ferguson officials are proud of what they've done so far, but I mean, it's clear that that's like nothing compared to what they need to do.
I want to get to a little more reaction in a moment, but we have a caller who's been waiting, and I think we want to take Deanna's call. Deanna, do I have your name pronounced correctly?
You do. Thank you.
Sure. Go ahead.
And thank you, Don. I love your show.
Thank you.
One of the things that is not being brought up in this whole tragic situation is the fact that our police are now being used as revenue generators. And that's primarily because for the last 30 years, this moniker of fiscal conservatism has taken over, and the fear that our lawmakers have of actually raising taxes has put the burden on local governments for fees and fines.
Deanna,
and those fees and can you hear me?
We can't hear you, but we have a time constraint here. And let me get a response. We have addressed this in part, but let me just get a reaction from the folks here at the table.
Yeah. Well, that certainly was one of the – right at the top of the Justice Department report. They talked about how Ferguson has put the raising of money front and center in the way they do their entire municipal court and policing. Oftentimes in the memos relating to this, they would make references to reductions in the amount of sales tax money they were getting. I don't know if you can entirely blame it on, like Republican cross tax cutting. I think they may be two separate issues. But there certainly was this pressure to raise fines and fees.
Yeah, and I think that it kind of goes with what Bill said earlier that, you know, this is not just a Ferguson problem. And if Ferguson's police department or the city was just wiped off the map for some reason and all the other cities stayed exactly the same, you would still have the experience that's going on in St. Louis County where many black St. Louis County residents feel harassed, disrespected, and felt like second-class citizens because of that.
We only have a minute left, and I want to get from you, Jason. We don't have time to listen to Antonio French, but there was something somewhat ominous in his reaction to
this. Yeah, and it was basically what I just said, that, you know, there's a lot of focus right now on the city of Ferguson and probably it's probably warranted because a high-profile situation occurred there. And obviously this Department of Justice report found a lot of potential wrongdoing. But again, if that's the only city that has to enact any changes, then I worry that what we've been talking about for the last few months isn't going to change very much. And that is the black experience in St. Louis with police.
We're going to have to leave it at that, but with the acknowledgement that we're certainly going to be talking about this in the weeks and months and hopefully not the years ahead, but we certainly will be talking about it. Thank you, Jason Rosenbaum, for being with us. Bill Freivogel, always good to have you here. Coming up, is science fiction the next phase of human evolution? We'll talk about that in just a moment. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.